minutes after the hour. Welcome, welcome. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Hope you're having a wonderful Wednesday afternoon. This is how we like to start the shows off here. We get superstars on the program to start us off. Bodie Hume, UNC Men's Basketball Junior. Bodie, the awards keep piling up, and now we got the Big Sky preseason all-conference team that Bodie was, it was announced yesterday. And Bodie, my friend, great to catch up with you. Thanks for giving us some time today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me again.
Hey, it was good seeing you guys in practice on Friday. Okay, is it just me? You, I noticed it with Core, a couple of guys. You guys look like you've really been hitting those weights, man. I mean, you guys are looking good.
Yeah, no, definitely putting in a lot of work since we didn't have a summer to work with. It's been a grind. You can tell. You can ask a lot of the guys. They're sore after practice is all said and done, but they're very happy with how our progress is going right now.
That's what I was going to ask you. If this is more because, okay, you didn't have a normal off-season schedule, so you're lifting more, you're doing more, or is this kind of a Coach Smiley thing that he's like, hey, I want more weights into the regiment?
You know, it's actually surprisingly more us.
Nice.
We have optional weights once a week, twice a week, and Smiley has to yell at us not to go, which is kind of crazy and exciting at the same time.
How important is that? You know, because you see it with football and certain lifts, you see it with different sports, certain lifts help out. But then you're seeing that in basketball, NBA, college level, more and more guys really dedicating themselves to the weightlifting programs. And
yeah,
how important is that for you personally?
Oh, it's been very important for me being able to put on weight the right way, and as well as putting on weight and not losing explosiveness. Being able to still jump as high as I can or just as close to as high as I can while still putting on 5-10 pounds of muscle, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. No question about it. And again, I'm seeing the explosiveness. You guys scrimmaged a little bit on Friday, and I got to tell you, man, from my perspective, it was pretty intense. I was standing next to Athletic Director Darren Dunn, and we were just like, man, this team looks pretty stacked, and you guys look eager, man.
Yeah, very, very eager. Eager is the right term.
So is that spilling over from last season? It's interesting. We were talking to the voice of Eastern Washington the other day, Larry Weir, and, you know, the top two teams right there. And we thought, man, I personally thought third time's going to be the charm in that Big Sky Conference tournament. Obviously, we didn't get there. Is that fueling your fire a little bit?
Absolutely. I think that, as long as some other things with how this season's shaping up and the preseason polls and everything, we got a lot that we're excited to show and a lot that we're excited to achieve.
Yeah, and you look at that Eastern Washington team. So we're talking about the Big Sky preseason all-conference team. You're there on that list, some other great players, but you see two Eastern Washington guys there, Kim Akin Jr. and, of course, Jacob Davison. Do you take that personally? Do you look at that and say, you know what, I'm going to make it a point to be better than both of those guys this season?
Right now, I take it personally that we need to show that we're the best team in the league. And that's all I'm really worried about right now.
This team looks stacked, man. I mean, talk to us about this year for you as a junior. So much was expected from you your freshman year, and you were playing with great leaders, of course, Jordan Davis, Jonah Radabaugh. There's no question now. You take over. There's a lot of expectations player-wise, but do you have extra pressure on yourself to be that leader for the younger players?
Not necessarily. I think I had to step into somewhat of a leader role last year with Jonah. Thankfully, he helped me out quite a bit still. But this year, we got some guys that bring a lot of energy to practice, bring a lot of energy to games, and can talk a lot. I'm more of a lead by example type of person, and I'm just going to show the team how it's done right, and that's what we're going with.
Well, and I think that's interesting, too. We don't know what the fan situation is going to look like, but when you guys talk a lot, we're going to be able to hear everything. Our broadcaster is going to be able to hear everything out there on the floor. I'm excited for that.
Yeah, should be a lot of fun.
Talk to us about some of the newcomers. Dalen Koontz, the transfer from Colorado. I know we were all waiting to see if that transfer was going to take hold this year. We were going to be able to see him play. Watching him out on the floor, I mean, you guys already have a history with him, you and I believe Matt Johnson and Sam Mastin. But how much does that help with the chemistry already?
It's definitely helped quite a bit. For us, for Sam and I, being able to play with him when we were still in high school is a lot, and him and I have clicked really well, and it's just trying to find what he's good at and what he can improve on with just like the rest of us. He's been playing really well, and he's clicked in a lot of tasks already, which is really great for him, and he's exceeded a lot of those tasks.
You said it, too. You want to prove that you're the best team in the conference. That's where you're taking it personally. A guy like Dalen Kuntz, I mean, he looks at it, okay, he was at CU. There's a lot of guards there, a lot of solid guards, and maybe when he'd get in, maybe he was pressing a little too much. Do you think he feels like he has something to prove here with the University of Northern Colorado?
I think he might think that. I think if I could reiterate to him that he should just be here to have fun and love the game of basketball. That's all he should really worry about right now. He's a great player, and no one's gonna deny that of him. He just needs to believe in himself and not put a lot of pressure on. Just because we got guys that have been around the pressure before and they can handle it, and he doesn't necessarily have to handle a lot of that this year.
We're talking to Bodie Hume. We got the news yesterday that Bodie was named to the Big Sky preseason all-conference team on Tuesday. Does that do anything for you? Do you look at that and say, no, that's preseason, that doesn't matter, I got to see what happens at the end of the season?
I mean, all accomplishments are definitely for surely great. I think I have personal goals this year that would have put me on that list before the season even started, but at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. It's what's going to happen in this 16 or 20 game season or whatever we're going to have, and that's where we're at with it.
Yeah, looking at the schedule, I mean, we're seeing the dates pouring in. We got that Southeast Missouri State game November 27th. Seeing the schedule, seeing the dates, does that make it a little bit more real to you? Obviously, you go to practice, you're preparing for the season, but finally starting to see those dates trickle in. We've had the conference schedule for a while, but seeing that first game November 27th, does it feel a little bit more real to you at this point?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's been exciting. We just got... we're learning our test results every day, which has been really nice, and we're excited to see how close this season is and see what we're going to be able to do right out the gates.
Has there been any challenges? I mean, obviously 2020 has been a challenge for everybody in different ways, but has there been something that stuck out to you where it's like, man, this one's tough? Is it anything like that for you?
Not necessarily. I think we've done a really good job of adapting to the environment. Just whether we're doing pods, like the Monday and Tuesday, we had pods where we couldn't. We're a pretty close team, and we're around each other a lot. And the coaches left us with the task of not being around a certain set of teammates. So basically, my pod was me, Core, Trey, Sam, and Roy, and those are the only people I could see from Friday to yesterday. So I mean, it's been a change, and it's been tough to adapt to, but we're doing a really good job with it, and I think everyone held up their end of the bargain with the pods, and it's been really good for us.
So with that all being said, I mean, you still try to find ways to communicate. How close is this group?
We're actually pretty close. We got a lot of people that love to be around each other, and a lot of people that love to play video games together, as well as be around each other on the court and just make each other better, which has really been a lot.
What are you guys playing now? What video games are you playing now?
We got certain cliques, I guess you could say. We got kids playing 2K against each other, and we got kids playing Call of Duty. I hop in with a few of them and play Fortnite every once in a while, so it all kind of depends.
Are you guys hitting up the Madden game yet? Because I have it. I've played it, and the reviews are terrible. I'm having issues with it.
we aren't very big into Madden. A lot of the guys, don't quite understand everything, you know. so like, if anyone wanted to play me in Madden, I'm ready to play him, and I'd probably beat the whole team. But that's just because of the background that I'm from. But we don't have very many Madden players.
Well, send us. My favorite thing now is to get on social media and see the Madden glitches, the video game glitches. There's some bizarre things going on there, man.
Absolutely.
Hey, Theo Hughes, 7 foot tall, man. I looked at Coor and I thought, well, he's massive now. You're massive. And then I go up to this guy. I mean, he's a freshman. He looks like a WWE fighter or something.
Yes, he does. He is the full 7 foot, too. It's kind of crazy. Him and Jamel Melvin, both I just look up at him, and that's not normally how it's been for me. With Kai, with Mato, with people around me, that's just not how it was. And having to look up to these guys is kind of fun and exciting, and it's really fun to watch them play and watch them get after it.
Yeah, no question, man. I had a lot of fun. I love catching practice. Very excited for you. I'm excited for Coach Smiley. What's that transition been like? Again, 2020 is weird. You had Jeff Linder last year. Smiley's already there with you, a big part of you know why you went to UNC. But what's that been like, him taking over that head coaching role?
Yeah, it's definitely been a lot of fun seeing what Smiley's all about and kind of, I don't want to say taking a back seat, but just listening and observing what this guy can do as a head coach. And he's done a really good job so far. He brought in a great group of guys who push us every day, who I mean, two of the other assistants have been head coaches for a long time, so they drive us to want to be better, and that's kind of what we're shooting for right now, is just getting better every day.
Yeah, I love the mix, too. Listening to Coach Faringer up and down, you know, pushing you guys. Coach Reed getting after it, too. I mean, yeah, I love the mix of coaches, for sure, and I think it's gonna mix well with you guys. Bodie, can't wait to see it. Can't wait to hear you guys in action. I'll try to stop out to practice again sometime soon.
All right, yep, sounds great.
All right, man, appreciate you. Good luck this season, my friend.
Of course, thank you for talking.
All right, that's Bodie Hume. Big, big expectations for him. Huge expectations. I think he's going to be an excellent player. Listen, I know that Jacob Davison is the stud. Everybody thinks he's going to be the MVP in the Big Sky Conference, and rightfully so. I mean, he was a monster last year. He averaged 18.4 points per game, 4 rebounds per game, 87 assists, 13 blocks, 44 steals. His field goal percentage, 45.4. I mean, he was awesome. There's no question. Bodie's going to take that next step this year. If you remember, you kind of go through the years with Bodie. His freshman year, I had Jeff Linder on the program, you know, talking about him his freshman year. He played in all 32 games. He started 28 of them. And I remember Coach Linder telling me on this program, second half of the season, once we get into more of that conference play, Bodie can't be a freshman anymore. And that's unfair to him, but that's what we're asking him to do. That's the guy we have to lean on. So they did. He was one of those guys jumping off right off the bat that freshman year. He was the Big Sky Freshman of the Year. And then last year, he was second team all Big Sky. He started all 31 games. He averaged 31.7 minutes per game. He was second in scoring at 13.9. Let's round up to go to 14. So I imagine all those numbers to pick up. I mean, can he be more of a – can he be a 16, 17 – point guy more like a Jacob Davison? He sounds motivated, doesn't he? I mean, I told you I'm not just seeing things. These guys are getting bigger, and I love that Bodie said this. It's not really a coach thing, it's not really a board thing because of COVID. We are taking it upon ourselves. It's what he's called, volunteer lifts, to go work out, and you're seeing it, man. I noticed a huge difference from last year to this year. I think they feel like they have you know, a lot to accomplish this year, and the expectations are pretty high. I'm going to go into the preseason standings. I'll tell you where UNC's ranked coming up in the second segment. A lot to get to today, too. Our Power to Play Sports poll question of the day, it's Nuggets related. We'll stay basketball. Do the Nuggets have a championship roster right now? Do they have a championship roster? They go to the Western Conference Finals, and they're able to get one. Okay, so is it because they were missing Will Barton? Or do you think that they need to be aggressive? Because I'll tell you what, I like a lot of guys. I'm starting to break into the draft. I got about 5 or 6 guys that I'm looking at. But I'm, you know, they're not, I don't expect them to be a big impact, to make a big impact that first year. So if you think this team's going to go for a championship this year, I don't think you're relying on your draft at 22, you know, at the 22nd pick. So does that come in free agency? Does that come from a big trade with Drew Holiday? Chris Dempsey told us yesterday he didn't think so, but wouldn't be shocked if it happens. I don't know. Let's talk about it. That's the Power to Play Sports poll question. Go vote at thewholeshow.com. 20 minutes after the hour, we're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. We're waiting to see also if we're getting another interview on with the standout CU Buffs safety who had a monster game last week, Darian Rakestraw. So we'll see if we can get him on the program. Still waiting to confirm. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We'll be right back.
It's a party in Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA. The Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m.